a forensic psychologist, took the stand at the Fairbanks 4 hearing yesterday. University of Washington psychology professor Jeffrey Loftus testified at the original John Hartman murder trials in 1999, at which the Fairbanks 4 were convicted of fatally beating the teen. Loftus was back in court as the four seek exoneration. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Dr. Jeffrey Loftus's testimony is specific to the claim of Fairbanks resident Arlo Olson, who said he saw the Fairbanks Four assault another man shortly before the October 1997 John Hartman attack. The claim was pivotal in the men's convictions. Loftus told the court that Olson's alleged long-distance identification of the Fairbanks Four mugging Frank Dayton near the Eagles Hall inspired him to conduct research after the trials.
To calibrate the amount of blurring that is associated with the amount of distance.
Loftus referred to a resulting formula and computer program that demonstrate Olson's alleged identification of the four men at a distance of 550 feet is suspect.
Assuming that a person is 550 feet away, you end up with a blurred image that I think everybody would agree would be impossible to recognize.
Loftus says such an identification is even more unlikely under conditions of Olson's alleged sighting, including darkness and alcohol impairment. State Attorney Bob Linton contested the science relied on by Loftus, alleging there are other factors that could have aided Olson's ID of the suspects.
He actually talked to them before he observed an attack on Frankie Dayton.
Yes.
Right. And he knew two of them, Mr. Vent and Mr. Freeze, from beforehand.
Yes.
Arlo Olson testified last week that he was heavily coached by police about his story of what happened the night of the assaults on Dayton and Hartman. Olson is expected to return to the stand. Judge Paul Lyle is hearing all case evidence and determining what to consider in ruling on the Fairbanks 4 exoneration request. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.